Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, co-living platform Hamlet is expanding its territory in the Southeast Asian residential real estate sector. Chief Executive and co-founder Yuan Kamalski told the Business Times recently that the Singapore-based startup has clinched management contracts from developers in Malaysia and Thailand to gain ground, while widening its product offerings to include services such as property management, interior design, and furniture subscription. He joins us today to tell us how Hamlet is changing the co-living and rental property game. Yuan, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about the impetus for this lifestyle aspect of Hamlet. Last we spoke, it was pretty much co-living, kind of renting a place to stay and all that. This must be a natural progression for you guys.
Yeah, correctly. I think like Hamlet always been wanting to create an ecosystem where we can get more data, digitalization of what we do, which is obviously giving and providing amazing homes and experiences. And so as we evolve, we wanted to make sure that we can actually always stay relevant and design spaces better by understanding better, obviously, our landlords, but as well the end customers. And so evolving to that end-to-end property and lifestyle platform was a really natural decision and grounded in customer insight.
Was it something you always knew you would get to?
Yes, actually, like it's something that when I actually started to talk to investors at the early stage, my goal was to really be able, how do we stay relevant as we reinvent and disrupt the real estate industry? How can I set up the right type of feedback and insight of the customers that I can always self-disrupt my own company, if that makes sense? How can I reinvent all the time? And so as COVID came, it was very interesting that we were already ready to be able to get more customers inside and seeing how homes ended up to evolve on a place where you were suddenly sleeping, living, working, and all that inside and that evolution, how we were set it up, the lifestyle platform and how we were collecting data helped us out a lot to serve our customers better. So something that we always wanted to become and something that came very helpful in these times of COVID-19.
How did the pandemic affect you guys right from the start? I mean, did you see fewer people coming to want to live at Hamlets and so on? Or what happened?
We definitely seen less people coming into the city, right? Across APAC and all the cities that we are operating. We've seen the borders closing. We've seen to make sure that we took that time to refocus on our members, making sure that they are safe, making sure that they feel that we are listening to them. We focus more on the experience at that point of the time, and we kind of like did a period of time slow down the amount of new building that we were taking. As we evolved during COVID, we definitely see people losing their job and leaving the country. That was really, really tough. We helped them out as much as we could because obviously in this pandemic, I think all the companies needs to help out the people. That's what we've done. And from the business perspective, I think things just evolved that what we were doing, which was digitalization of the contracts, virtual viewings, designing the properties with the customer insight to accommodate for work from home. All of that was already kind of part of our roots, and that did accelerate it on how we've then started to transform some living room to more working spaces to even start some of the businesses lines that we started during COVID, such as Hamlet Furniture and Hamlet Interior, to cater to our members to make sure that we can give them a desk. Can we readapt their home as they actually have their evolution and their needs changing along the way? So it's been very interesting for us, but I would say definitely not impacted such as like the big industry, like hospitality or hotels. We're in a long-term play, and I think that we are blessed in that sense.
Property analysts have talked about how the trend is now for people to look for larger apartments because of this sort of work-from-home situation that looks to stay. Have you seen a demand for larger units over at your Hamlets now?
In the short answer is yes. We've seen people evolving on wanting more space. And I don't know if it was more about getting more private apartment versus shared apartment, but it was definitely about as people stay longer duration in their home, transforming the living room into their working spaces. I always make a joke inside the company where we became the new co-working era solution as a co-living provider. And so I've seen definitely people wanting more space in their room, readapting their rooms to cater to have spaces for them to work from home. That's definitely something that I can agree on, that there was has been a shift and where people as well started to discover new neighborhoods, you know, more interested further from the CBD and so on. And luckily, Hamlet was well equipped to have a lot of partnership in new neighborhoods just when that shift started, to help out members who then shifted from neighborhoods like the CBD or River Valley to East Coast, West Coast, or a little bit more remote location with more space. And it's just been a natural evolution on how people suddenly realize that they don't need to be too close to their workspace, the place where they have to work to.
We're speaking with Chief Executive and Co-Founder of Hamlet, Johan Komalski. Talk us through then, Johan, this multi-service, all-purpose property and lifestyle platform. Bit of a mouthful.
it's a lot easier than it actually sounds. We've already offered all of that already part of our bundle package. What we've done during COVID is that we've debundled it. And what I mean by that is that as we were, as you remember, when an announcement of our Series B, we were very well known to transform buildings, furnishing them, and offer great experience and a bundled full package, all inclusive to our end customers. What we've done is that we've basically decoupled it as people and landlords want to pick and choose what they want to partner us with. We started to look at Hamlet Interior, which is us having a digital agency that transform buildings and help out small landlords and big landlords to transform their buildings. Hamlet Furniture being a furniture subscription service that help out landlords to furnish their apartment for as small as $150 to $200 a month, and get an entire apartment fully furnished and help them out to rent it out to right-end customers. But as well, during the pandemic, we've seen many people needing desk space, changing the current interior. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of cash outlay. And if you remember, my entire vision of Hamlet is to enable people to spend less and having affordability and direct access to beautiful homes. So as we were looking at how things were evolving, we've started a subscription business for furniture, which you could literally have for $20 a month, a beautiful desk, a fantastic chair, and you're ready to work from home, which is again, something that is very affordable and always helping out on having people saving money and getting that within a matter of hours and transforming their home and not having to stress about it. And obviously Listed came about when we've looked at the fact that a lot of property owners started to stress out during COVID on how they're going to rent out, how can they reach out the right end customers. And so Hamlet was known to master lease, profit share, doing management contract with big landlords. And we had the tech already ready to help out smaller landlords. And so we've opened up the platform, the marketplace. As we could, you know, digitalize and give them data on how fast we could rent their properties, condominium, apartment. We've realized that it was the right timing to open up to more landlords.
How do you think this changes the game then, Johan? Because this decoupling of your services, this bespokeability, so to speak, almost.
I think it's time that when we look at a real estate market, which is very fragmented across APAC or even within the big cities, it's time that there is a platform that is a one-stop solution where you get all the services in terms of living services, whatever is about furnishing, designing, or even renting out and taking care of the end customers. It is something that the landlords always stressed about with the agents, with the listing platforms, with making money on properties that they invested in. And it's something that is as well stressful for the end customers. And we are that solution where we've started small. And I think that with the technology that we created and us enabling more landlords, we can really change the things to become that centralized marketplace where customers have an easy access to real estate related product, from a space to even services such as cleaning, furnishing, designing.
What sort of trends do you see coming up though, say in the near future? People leaving their homes to come stay with you guys because, you know what, I'm sick of the cat. I'm sick of the family.
We've seen such trends starting already. More Singaporeans are coming to live with us, which I think they've delayed moving out of the family cocoon, but with, you know, staying at home, wanting to move faster. Somehow COVID did make us realize that we wanted to start families faster, that we needed more space to work as well, think. So I've seen trends such as more Singaporeans coming in our spaces, more Japanese coming into our spaces, more locals in general, when we used to be primarily really an expat product. Moving forward, I think real estate has to change. We might become the platform that gives the recipe, the blueprint to developers on how to really develop the next step of community-centric buildings. And that's going to be more and more important as we see that the world is evolving, where we work, we live, we play in these buildings, and we care about, you know, more and more about who's around in our building and people that we can interact with. I think we have a big responsibility here to play, and I'm actually mostly excited about what's ahead of us.
Johan, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Johan Komalski is the CEO and co-founder of Hamlet. This has been Powering Your Property on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.